The public right of access on the Queen's domain has always been vigorously defended. The majority of people wish to retain the open space, so a proposal in the 1890s to build a large exhibition hall on this site was not universally popular. The aim was to showcase Tasmanian products and encourage investment in the island at a time when the colony was suffering a major economic depression, partly as a result of the collapse of the Van Diemen's Land Bank in 1891. Many objections were raised, but in the end, the government was convinced the proposal had merit. A similar successful event had been held in Launceston in 1891, and it was hoped this success would be repeated. Permission was granted to hold the Tasmanian International Exhibition in Hobart with a 3-year lease granted on the land. This picture shows an imposing building, but the structure was flimsy and only ever designed to be temporary. The layout plan shows the vast area that provided for the exhibits. The next picture gives some idea of the extent of the building on the site, providing 2/3 of a mile of exhibition space. The Cascade Brewery display was typical of the many local industries on show. Another important stand was that of Peacock the Jam Maker, which collected a gold medal for the firm's efforts. Many works of art that were brought to Tasmania for the exhibition have remained in the state and are now integrated into the museum's art collection. Music was to be a special feature of the exhibition. There was a large concert hall in the heart of the building. It was said to have great acoustics and could seat 3,000 people. There was also a cafe that could cater for 300 people. This picture shows the choir standing in front of the large pipe organ at one of the many concerts. The choir of about 270 and a full orchestra of 42 players were formed specifically for the exhibition. The first complete symphony played by a full orchestra on the 27th of December 1894 was seen as an epoch-making event in Hobart's musical history. The organ, which was destined for St Mary's Cathedral, was erected in the hall for the duration of the event. The exhibition was opened on the 15th of November 1894 with a grand affair, as can be seen here. It closed its doors again on the 15th of May 1895, just 6 months later. Some days there were crowds of up to 5,000 people, with special excursion trains laid on from the north of the state, but the exhibition was not a financial success, even though nearly 300,000 people attended. This view was taken from the top of the exhibition building itself. The construction of this vast temporary hall did help provide employment for many workers at a time of economic depression, and there were some moves to allow the concert hall to remain, but in the end, the whole thing was demolished. By 1896, the site had been restored to near original condition.